Federal law exempts power plants that are more than 30 years old from anti-pollution laws. The rationale for the 1990 Clean Air Act was that the plants would soon be phased out, but many of them haven't been. 14 Wisconsin plants would be affected by requirements to reduce four types of emissions: sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, carbon dioxide, and mercury. A Harvard School of Public Health study estimated that there are 450 premature deaths in Wisconsin every year due to pollution from coal power plants. Backing the bill is the Reverend Sue Larson of the Lutheran Office for Public Policy. Larson also represents the National Interfaith Climate Change Campaign and says it's an ethical issue.
The ethics of faith is the understanding that to be ethical is to care for others by doing no harm. You can look at any religion in the world, and the bottom line principle is to do no harm. It's not a minor issue. It really relates to our children and our children's health.
The state's largest electric utility, Wisconsin Electric, Wisconsin Gas, has not decided whether to support or oppose the bill for tougher emission standards for old power plants. The utility says the bill is consistent with the industry's approach of controlling multiple emissions and says experimental steps have already been taken to improve old power plants. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.